Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa Morise. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. As usual, I'm super excited to be back, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm good. Can't complain. A day at a time does it for me in these strange times that we're living in. But you know what? The music keeps us going. This week, we're taking it to Nigeria with the album review, so buckle up. Actually, last week was Nigeria as well with Burna Boy, but you know how it goes.
The latest African album review is...
A Nigerian artist, Fireboy DML, made himself known to my musical library not long ago, and instantly I became a fan. Last time out, when I reviewed his music, I did say I had hoped for what he had to offer, and Fireboy DML answered that call real quick. His second album, Apollo, is here now. Apollo was released across August 18th and 19th, 2020 under YNBL Empire. It has 17 tracks, 3 features including Olamide, D-Smoke and Wandeko. The album cover gives off psychedelic vibes with some color overlays crossing blue, lilac, reddish orange. And he is giving us a bit of a cold stare, if I'm being honest. It's a dope cover that has enough complexity to wonder what he was going for, but otherwise simple enough in many ways.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Fireboy DML says, I'm a king. I'm the best my generation has ever seen. I'm a champion. That's the song Champ, which the chorus is choral nature with what sounds like a choir backing him, showcasing some excellent use of reverb in that mixing section of the song. I mean, it was well done. The vibe on Champ is so evident. The core of it is an R&B pop fusion for me. You get into the album with an instant groove, and what caught my attention otherwise was, compared to his last album, on this song Champ, he actually swears. He says, I'm a MFN champion. Bruh. I know this isn't a huge thing, but I don't remember encountering much, if any, swearing on his last album, so that was strange, honestly. But it's not a big deal for me. On that note, D-Smoke came through on the rap verse on this one. Gave a commanding performance. Loved it. The song Ellie comes through with that slow Afro dancehall feel, and Fireboy DML wants to kind of hook up with someone he refers to as Delilah. I mean, bruh, okay. Looks like dude is obsessed with this girl that needs some sort of one and done type of love. Discard after use kind of steez. Talk about feeling used, man. It's one of those singles alongside Tattoo that came out to promote his album earlier, and I think the other one was New York City Girl. Yes, that's the one. Again, regardless of having that Afro dancehall feel to it, I'm referring to the song Tattoo, it has something evidently pop about it, which, again, interesting to note. Fireboy DML continues on the Afro dancehall tangent with a bit more Afro beats blend on the song Lifestyle, which is a banger. This one for me could be a huge single from this project, and the chorus is super easy to catch, and even while I was sitting down, I found myself moving to the song. That's a vibe. I started hearing the Fireboy DML I expected to hear on songs such as God Only Knows, Go Away, and Airplane Mode. Yo, my people, if you do like what we do right here on the African Album Review Podcast, head over to motomotomusic.com, top right-hand corner, click the PayPal icon, because to keep the doors open, we need your help. So a little donation goes a long way. Thanks. I don't think I was ready for the nostalgia invoked by the song Favorite Song. It made me go back to 80s pop and disco while we boogie and get it on kind of thing, yeah. Then if you listen closely, the chorus actually samples the 90s pop hit Macarena. Nice touch. I was honestly mind blown. Such songs may come unexpected, but I think Fireboy DML just solidified himself as a true Afropop star for me, and just the references to older music, I liked them. Alternatively, you also get more pacey numbers such as the song Friday Feeling and Remember Me, which compared to the rest of the album really feels a bit faster and dancey while still maintaining that Afrocentricity. Another pacey number features the legend One Day Cole, and it's called Spell. Spell might be another top tune from this body of work to seal single status. It has orgasmic guitar licks going on with percolating instrumentation to just solidify a hit in the making. One Day Cole absolutely killed it as well with the high notes, which, I was like, wow, is he trying to do an MJ kind of thing? Not like me, but like Michael Jackson. Spell is a dangerous song in my opinion, so quote me on that.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Genre-wise, Apollo gives you much to ponder on and enjoy. There's R&B, Afro-pop, Afro-beats, Afro-dance, or maybe a bit of Afro-house as well, with 80s disco slotted in there. In the same fashion, the subject matter on the songs was quite varied, from failed relationships, self-esteem, confidence, sex, having a good time, trips down memory lane. There's just, lots there. Fireboy DML's pen game is quite strong. He has a brilliant way of articulating his thoughts without maybe being monotonous in that expression, as much as he can actually express everything so sweetly because he's got the voice for it, right? Now, when I heard Fireboy DML is dropping a new album, the first thing I said to myself was, already? I mean, I only reviewed his previous project this year, but I think it was released late last year. Then again, if man has music to give, he must, because we are ready to listen. I'm glad and actually wowed that he managed to give us something so unique. Fireboy DML totally switched up gears on Apollo. While on Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps, it felt like we're getting a bit of a shy, reserved and innocent artist who was sort of, testing the waters, just trying to see where he stands. Apollo shows out of this world talent that is on its way up and tons of confidence. The sophomore curse does not apply to Fireboy DML. What I heard on Apollo clearly suggests that we have one of Africa's top talents, and he's more than ready to lead from the front. Comparing with his last project, the delivery has gone up a notch, and you can tell he's trying something different, some different things here and there to give his sound a new push. Great thing is that it's all done well without sacrificing the integrity of who you want him to be as an artist. He still retains that. I'd say there's a more distinct world music feel on Apollo, and I reckon Fireboy DML's target audience is expanding as more ears listen to this, for sure. It was very easy to connect with the songs because he sings mostly in English and only adds a little bit of his local dialects here and there to spice up things more than anything. The mixing and mastering on Apollo were absolute world class, no cap. To say it was such a joy taking notes of the nuances might feel like I'm overpraising, but the attention to detail was superb. It's really hard to find the perfect words, but it was a beautiful journey, and I might add that the instrumentation on every song was brilliantly selected to make each one feel like a whole new concept without leaning on another. So that's always good, because sometimes if an album is created by, I guess, the same group of people, a few songs might end up sounding similar to one another. But nah, not with Fireboy DML. He was good. When I saw 17 tracks, honestly, I thought I would be in for a long review, but it wasn't too bad. It's really 16 tracks and one interlude. In one aspect, the album is a no-skips album in terms of musicality, and that's without doubt, start to finish. In another sense, I would pick about 6, 7, maybe 8 songs that I can listen to regularly as a point of personal taste.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I still maintain that stylistically he sounds like a cross between Chike, Omale, a bit of Rema maybe. All I know is that Fireboy DML has really impressed on 2 albums back to back, which is not easy, especially for somebody who's considered a talent that's coming up in the game. You know what? I would class Apollo as an Afropop and Afrobeats fusion album with strong world music influences. The mastery of Fireboy DML's versatility is on full display as much as his actual talent shines. I mean, the guy is good. My songs of the album are Spell Without a Doubt, which I think probably will be one of the biggest singles of this album, if not biggest. Lifestyle, Ellie, Go Away, Sound, Sade, Champ, Favorite Song, and Dreamer. Apollo should be available everywhere on various streaming platforms. At the time of listening to this, I think it hadn't fully propagated across every streaming platform, but I'm sure that won't be a factor by the time most people listen to this. But you know what? If you're into Afrobeats, Afropop, and you just like a bit of a world music feel, I think this album is a must listen for sure. It just gives a new dimension to African music, and it's excellent. Give it a try. Anyway, that's it from me. My name is MJ Motosano of Zimbabwe Sun. Out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.